Okay, we are on Kav Dalam and Aleph. And we just had a machlokes of Yosef and Abaya about whether a woman is the five women who are not believed to tell a woman her husband died. It seems there's a contradiction whether they're believed to bring the get. So Yosef answered that in Eretz Yisrael they're believed because we don't need to hear their testimony or their whatever you want to call it. And the Chutz La'aretz, they're not believed because we have to hear b'fana nechta. Abaya's question on that was just the opposite. Abaya argued, and he said just the opposite. In Chutz La'aretz, they're believed because there's no reason to lie because they're not going to mess the woman up. Because once they say b'fana nechta, there's very little the husband can do. And in Eretz Yisrael, she's prone to be messed up, so we don't rely on the woman. That was the Machlokes Abaya and Rava. And we brought a proof from Abraisa to Abaya. We are up to the third line from the top, 24a. In Hebrew, that's called Chav Dalan Amal Alef. Amar Abashi, Matnisim Nami Daika. The Mishnah is more meduyik like Abaya. The Tanya, Isha Atma Mavi Agita Babachi Tzricha Leimar, Shmaminam. The very next case talks about a woman needing to say b'fana nechtam, and that's a chutz la'aretz. So if the next case is talking about chutz la'aretz, it makes sense to say that when it says the five women are believed, it's also a chutz la'aretz. Frekta Gemara, Rabbi Yishmamina, meaning the fact that the very next case is talking about chutz la'aretz lends itself that the case right before we talked about the five women was also talking about chutz la'aretz, and they are believed. Now, Frank the Gemara of Rav Yosef, we have a problem. Reisha v'seifa b'chutz la'aretz, mitziyas d'baretz. Last Mishnah, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, talked about a blind person can't bring a get. And we explained that the blind person cannot bring a get in chutz la'aretz. And Eretz Yisrael, he can bring a get, because he can recognize the woman between his eye and the color with her voice. And he can recognize the man between his eye and the color with a voice. So it's only in chutz la'aretz that a blind person can't bring a get. So Mishnah on Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph was chutz la'aretz. The Mishnah about a woman bringing her own get is chutz la'aretz. And in the middle, the five women, according to Rabbi Yosef, that's Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah went from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, back to chutz la'aretz, without really explaining that. Isn't that like a problematic? According to Abaya, it's consistently chutz la'aretz. A suma can't bring a get in chutz la'aretz. A five women cannot bring a get. I'm sorry, five women can bring a get, the Mishnah said. That's chutz la'aretz. And a woman herself can bring a get. B'fana nechta. That's chutz la'aretz. Consistently. So in Rav Yosef, case of suma is chutz la'aretz. Because remember we said in Eretz Yisrael, a suma would be believed to give a get. The case of the woman bringing a get is chutz la'aretz. And the five women is Eretz Yisrael. Correcting him up, Rabbi Yosef, save Reisha, save the chutz la'aretz. But the Yosef of Eretz Yisrael. And for the Gemara, yes. Reisha, save the chutz la'aretz. But the Yosef of Eretz Yisrael. You're right. It just happens to be that way. My. And Rabbi Yosef says, I can prove you that I'm right. I can prove myself right. The Mishnah says, why are the women believed by get? Because of the writing. Now, if it's chutz la'aretz, it's not because of the writing. It's because they say Peshas and Peshahit. I'm sorry, it's because they say b'fana nechtam. So the Mishnah shouldn't have stressed that the difference between the get and misa is that they have a shtar. The Mishnah should have stressed because they have to say b'fana nechtam and they can't mess her up. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says the difference is that they have the tzav. Like Tani Shaksav upeh meichiyach. So Rabbi Yosef feels the Mishnah is indicating his way. The Mishnah seems to say that the reason they're believed in to bring the get is nothing to do with her saying the b'fana nechtam. It's because she has a get in her hand. So Rabbi Yosef feels, even though the Mishnah is switching chutz la'aretz as it's throwing chutz la'aretz, it's still the better pshat. Right. What? Ends up in Machlokes and Pshat in the Mishnah. Now, what does Abaya do with Rav Yosef's proof? So the Mepharshim speak out. The Abaya learns. Rashi's going to speak it out. So let's do it in Rashi. So Rashi. Rav Yosef might not tell you. Rav is saved in the Chutz Lars. Hakok Sherem Lohav is a get. The mission about the delivery of a get. Okim the Chutz Lars. With the Tani Suma. Is that a blind person? The same for Isha Atma is also Bechutz Lars. The Tani Bevachis Vichaloymar. And Metziyas Afan Rashi Mukir Rav Yosef Arat. So Rashi is telling you how Abaya would respond. What is it? Why is Rav Yosef's Raya good Raya? So Abaya says it didn't have to say it. Because when the Mishnah asked the question, Ma ben get lemisa, it meant Ma ben ped get lepedemisa. The Mishnah meant, why is her testimony believed about get and not about misa? Not why is get different than misa? Because then it should have said b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. It's why is b'fanei nechtam better than testifying that a woman's husband died, and the answer is shaksav mechiyah yimai. Because along with b'fanei nechtam, she has a piece of paper. So that's what the... What? Okay, let's step back. The Mishnah asks the question, ma ben get l'misa. What do those words mean? So Rav Yosef translates it. Why is the case of get different than the case of misa? Okay, Abaya learns, why is her words by get different than her words by misa? Not why is the case of get, why is her words by get? So the Mishnah is talking about words. So it doesn't have to say because of the words. That was the question. Why is the words of get different than the words of misa? So and the answer is, the words of get are accompanied with a get.
The get makes her say, funny enough, funny.
Correct. She's believed of a funny enough because there is a get. Weiter. Ha'isha atzma mevi'a gita b'vatshi v'tzich alayma b'funny nechtam b'funny nechtam. That's what the Mishnah said. A woman brings her own get, and she says, b'funny nechtam b'funny nechtam. Frek the Gemara. Isha mechimata gita liyadi gar shalom. A woman, as soon as she gets the get, she's divorced. Let me try to explain. The moment, the chiyav of b'funny nechtam b'funny nechtam is when the transfer happens from husband or his agent to woman or her agent. That's when you say b'fanei nechtam in front of two or three people, right, to say that this get is a kosher get, and the takana of the rabbanon is to say it at the time of the giving of the get. Now this woman received the get in Africa. She comes and she says, I'm divorced. She has to say b'fanei nechtam. Why? She's divorced already. The takana wasn't that every time a woman walks in with a get 10 years after she gets divorced has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. The takana was an agent who delivers at the time of a transfer has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. This woman is not an agent. This woman is the recipient of the get. She's a divorced lady. Whatever happened in Chutz La'aretz happened. She now has a get. We don't question the kashrus of every get that a woman walks into. That was a halacha that when an agent comes from a different country, he has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, so we can validate the get. Again.
In Israel, I mean, she's back in that. How we know?
She has a get. We're not questioning. This is what you say. We're not going to question every woman who has a get. We don't question it. Nobody's saying it's not kosher. Why does she have to say b'fanei? She's the woman. She received the get. Again, if a woman has a get, she has a get. We don't accuse people of forgery. It must have been. We assume it was done right.
So that's not the time to do it?
At the original Mesira.
Right, she does. Does she have to say it then?
She's not saying anything. She's receiving it.
Does anybody say it?
Whoever hands it to her.
Only agents.
If a husband hands it to her, there's no such halacha.
And he either has, but Adam has to see it. The Panei Nechtam
was said for one of two reasons. Either to validate the get, because we're not going to find witnesses to validate it, or l'shma. Right? We assume that if a woman has a get, she received it kosher. If not, aimless of her sight.
There are scenarios where you never have to think funny enough.
Exactly. Here comes a woman with a get. The Mishnah says she has to save upon an Nechtam. She's not transferring the get. She is the divorcee.
The whole Indian was on Shlichus. She's not Shlichus.
Exactly the question. Thank you.
She's called a maybe get.
No.
She's a maybe get at the Mishnah. Not a recipient. She's a maybe get.
Again. How does a woman... Okay, so let's give the Gemara a chance. But Pashup Shat Nisha Mavia Gita means a woman shows up and says, I'm divorced, here is my get. Why not? She's bringing along her get when she comes to Eretz Yisrael.
We kind of incorporate shlichus into it.
Again, so where does the shlichus work if she's the divorcee? So let's give the Gemara a chance. Yes.
I think I asked the same thing yesterday.
Yes.
That she's bringing it to verify it in front of Basin so that it allows the other men to marry her.
Again.
In other words, they have to have proof that she's really married. So what's between her and the shlech bringing it?
Again, because Chazal only made this takana when the shlech brings a get. There is no takana that a woman has to walk around the rest of her life trying to prove the validity of the get.
I know, but why do they...
Because we're not afraid of forgery. If the husband will come and claim it's forged, we'll deal with it.
So why is that? So the shlech has to say it because either they want to say that it's on the shema,
or because of validation.
Validation
of the signatures.
But it's not because the Beis Din gives permission.
She has a get. She has permission. See, I think we're not understanding this whole thing. A woman has a get. She's divorced. We don't question the authenticity of a get.
Why is she coming to Beis Din at all?
She's not. She's showing up to town with a get. And the mission is requiring her to stay before an echta. That's the question. Thank you.
That's the question.
The question I have, Rabbi, is why is it that if the Baal comes and it's forged, does his words have strength?
It's a very good question. You should have asked this back on Dab Gimel. You're about 21 blood too late. But why? So Tysus on the Machlokes, Rashi and Tysus on Dab Gimel. Rashi and Tysus have a Machlokes because the Lashon HaGemara is Chad Asibao Ma'ar Upasule.
How does that answer the question?
I'm getting there.
No,
I'm really.
I thought someone
would say to
you that,
unless
this man,
okay.
In English, is quiet.
Ha, asibao ma'ar opasole. Why?
She has a get. You bring the riot to
me. So Tysus brings two pshatim. Either it becomes possible because of the rumor, he creates a rumor which makes us possible to get. People are saying the husband's claiming it never happened. It undermines the get. Or Tysus says it's truly not puzzle. But it's puzzle, meaning people will say it's puzzle. Tysus brings two shots. The bottom line is a woman is divorced, and now Ruvay wants to marry her. And the husband's screaming he never divorced her. What are the chances that Ruvay's going to marry her?
I mean, Rabbi has a pen, a very nice pen, whatever a nice pen is.
Thank you.
Bobby over there says, I don't tell you that, the Rebbe that in the city has a pen, I tell you that he stole it from me, it's not really his.
It's like a lock of muxik.
Right.
That's because in Dine Mamanas we say muxik. In a woman getting married, rumors make a difference. They read your Kiddush Shidduch. and somebody spreads a rumor that he's Michal Shabbos, what are the chances of you going ahead with that shidduch? Well, I don't believe him. It's a rumor. I don't believe any rumors. I'll let my kid marry that person. I discount all. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. That Tyson is the second shot. And I'm giving him an out. Tyson brings two shots.
Yeah, so the pshat is just an
eight to toe,
even though
BMS
is not really.
It's not an eight to toe. It's a reality.
No, the person in Pshen is to tell me to do something about it. That's all. It's all because it was to save you.
It's two pshatim. According to the first shot in Titus, it actually passes the game.
Right, I'm saying the same Pshen. It's just a rumor, but you know what? Rumors for these type of things are...
even though he's really not the weed.
Right.
He set up something. Yeah.
Right.
But again, if from abroad means...
Only Benish... No,
how did
this
get here?
The woman moved. She's been divorced for 40 years. She then retired to Florida, to Boca.
The whole thing with Rabbanan was only a shlichus. Every other case for regular lady, there's no Rabbanan.
Then if that's the case, then he could always come. If you don't have the funny enough stuff, then you have a problem in Chutzlar. It's the same problem you had in Eretz Yisrael. He can come and say it's not.
Again. Therefore, again, because the assumption is that if the husband handed her a get, he's not going to come later and claim it's a forgery. He did it.
But in Eretz Yisrael, we worry about that.
Not when the husband does it, only when a shliach delivers it.
Yeah.
If a husband comes to Eretz Yisrael and gives his wife a get, he has not the same before an echdom.
If a get comes from Eretz Yisrael, a get in Eretz Yisrael, a woman has a get in Eretz Yisrael, and she says it's a get, he says that it's forged.
She has to bring Adam to validate it.
Right, so the same thing is going to be this. The same in this case, she comes, she had it.
Again. Let's step back. Everybody's asking a great question, but that wasn't the takana. The takana was shlichus coming from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, or coming from one country to another country. We have to validate the get to prevent future problems. Non-shlichus, we're not worried about that. The chances for a husband to come claim forgery, but he himself handed the get to the woman, are much less percentage-wise. And we're not concerned about that. Here comes a woman, 40 years after she got divorced. She has a bill of divorce. It's not validated. If it were validated, we have nothing to worry about. Had the guy said b'fanei nechtam at the delivery, it would have been validated. Bezin would have validated it. They didn't validate it. There was no b'fanei nechtam because the husband handed it to her. So now, she's a divorced woman, 40 years after the divorce, and she comes to retire to Boca. And she meets this guy she wants to marry. She pulls out her get. She has to say b'fanei nechtam. Her husband gave it to her 40 years ago. In Seattle, Washington. Now today we avoid that problem. The Rabbanim give her a letter signed by a Bezin that she's divorced. So today that's not an issue. But in those days there was no such thing. She had to get. An unvalidated get. She didn't have to validate it. She got it from her husband, and he never claimed forgery. Why should she have to validate it?
I mean, she could do it in order to...
She could have done it. And pay it. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, she was supposed to say that, you know what...
But she doesn't have to watch the writing of her own get.
Right.
Practice Gemara. Isha b'chimata gita liyadi igar shalom. As soon as she gets the get, she's divorced. Rashi. Igar shalom v'iboy l'miklu l'get migreshasi. She can even burn her get. This is not creating the divorce. She's divorced. She's divorced whether she has the piece of paper or not, except she can't prove it without the piece of paper. She's not a shliach. And for the Gemara, Amar Avuna, Ba'aymer says, Garshi Ba'ayel B'fnei Bezin Ploini. I don't want the get to kick in till you get to that Bezin. she walks into Bezin, that's when the get kicks in. So therefore, Rav Huna feels, since that's when the moment of divorce happens, she has to say b'fanei nechtam, even though she's not a shliach. She received the get from her husband with a condition that the get will kick in as soon as you enter Bezin.
Not Limafreya.
Why
not?
Because it's not. He didn't say Miyaksha. The case is not Limafreya. Again, this is not agency. The minute she walks into Bezin, the divorce kicks in. The transfer of the divorce happened before. It's not happening now. There's no takana b'fanei nechtam. Only at the time. It doesn't make a difference. Because she's divorced.
Now she is, but at the time when she got it, she wasn't.
What is b'fanei nechtam done? At what point does that have to be said?
By Bezin.
At the point that she receives the get.
Where did you say this?
Well, at the point she received the get?
Yes.
The point that she received the get,
a guy says to his wife, here's your get. No shliach, there's no shliach here.
She should say it.
She doesn't have to say anything.
Right now, she's not being divorced until she goes to Bezin.
Right.
At Bezin, she has.
Why does he have to say anything? She's not a shliach.
I can't answer three people
at a time.
Kolos was not given. It didn't happen.
Who cares?
But this looks like a regular case of shliach.
But it's not.
No, but it looks like it.
Why?
But it's not.
Because it's not the time when she got originally voted in Utah, whatever it was. She wasn't divorced. Later on, so it looks like a case of shlichus.
But it's not shlichus.
You know what the rabbis said? Lo kolos.
It's not shlichus. They said it by shlichus. Sorry.
When he says Moses Garshi boy El Beitin, is she there at the writing when he says it?
No, if we don't. Now we're saying she has to be, but there's no reason for it. That's the Gemara's kasha.
So it's really a sheker if she says the funny.
If she has to say it, then she would have to be there by the writing. Yeah, but it's that's the question. Why is that a requirement? He wants her to walk into bed in a wave. I don't know what the husband makes conditions. There's some crazy husbands out there.
So
he wants her to be embarrassed. I don't know. Again, he's giving her to get. There's no shlichus. Zamk to Gemara. Elam Rav Huna b'nei b'rav Nayach v'shmeid v'ach b'nei
v'ikah. So why does this more bring down this case where a guy says quote based in and she does nothing but appear?
Again. We're trying to figure out shat the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the woman has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. We want to figure out what's the case that she should have to say it.
This was a Hava Mina?
Yes. The Hava Mina was that since the get kicks in at that moment, she would have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. The answer is that she shouldn't have to. We're trying to find shot the Mishnah. We're bringing these cases, trying to figure out what is the case of our Mishnah. We're going to try a different case. The Amar law, Kimatis Hasam, when you get to Bezin, Ichisner Ara, put it down on the ground, Bishakle, and pick it up. And that's the moment that there's the Nesinus Haget. Take it, put it down on the ground, and pick it up, and you'll be divorced. So at the pickup is when the get kicks in. There is a transfer at that moment from the floor to her. And therefore, that's similar to Shlichus in the sense that there's a transfer happening at that moment.
Who's giving it to her?
The floor.
That has to be
Vidasa. Then she's taking the get. Thank you for being Macham to the Gemara's question. That doesn't work. Again, let me try to say what the Gemara gained. In the first two cases, no transfer was happening at the moment of divorce. The transfer happened before. First case was, the transfer happened and she was divorced and she shows up 40 years later. Not a good case. Then we tried a case that the transfer happened before, but the Chalois Taget kicks in at this moment. Our question is, there's no transfer.
I would call it a transfer.
It's not a transfer, because nobody's giving her anything at that point. He gave it to her before. The third case is, there is a transfer. Her to the ground back to her. That doesn't work. Rashi.
If the owner, if the Baal owned that land,
still, he has to give her the land.
Give it to the
Beis Din and have the Beis Din. Again, we'll give the Gemara, we're not like finished.
No.
Like, we got to let the Gemara work this thing out. We're taking each case, we're not offering our own cases.
So
the Gemara will offer its own case.
If the Baal owned that land, it wouldn't be good?
No. She's picking it up. He's not giving it to her. In fact, if he stands there and he has it in his hand, then she walks over and takes it out. It's not a good get. He didn't give it to her.
I still feel that case of halos.
I'm glad you feel that way, but the Gemara doesn't.
Considered a
it's not an act of transfer.
It's considered the sina of
Trashi. Zuktrashi. Saib Kimatilas and Megarshla de Kabbalah Rishina through her first accepting. The Tanoa Bahamahav is just the condition that his garish at Isamakum. She's not an agent. Asdehara, Davishliach Lohilochan Hassam, she is an agent. But my de Shakla le Sudmara Huda Megarsha. She's an agent who puts it down on the floor and then picks it up and gets divorced. Of the Rabbi Lakaman, Lamar Klum,
the
Bina Vanasa.
First case was done prior, and it's just a tonight she's being kind.
Correct. In the second case, meaning the first case was a roof.
No, I meant
when
she goes to
be. Right. And for the Gemara, El the Amar La, have a shliach loylocha the matas hasam. Be a shliach loylocha till you get there. V'chi matas hasam, have a shliach lekabala. And then when you get there, I want you to become a shliach lekabala, meaning it's my get. I am not divorcing you now. I'm not giving it to you now. You're my agent. When you arrive, change hats. Become a shliach lekabala. And accept the get from yourself. You are my agent to give the get to your agent, who's you. And therefore, at that moment is when the get transfers from him to her. Let me just explain the case. She becomes an agent of her husband to deliver the get to herself. She's his agent. There's no transfer. It still belongs to him. It's still his piece of paper. It's no condition. She's his agent. At the moment she arrives in Bezen, or wherever he tells her to arrive, he wants her to take off her hat of being his agent and become an agent to accept. She should do it, and accept for herself. So she is now a shliach who's delivering the get to herself.
She appoints that she'd come on the right.
No, he's telling her, I want you at that point to accept the get.
He can't appoint it.
Again, he wants her to accept it at that point.
What does he do? It's up to her to make it.
The Kibli Agita, Frek the Gemara. Yes, Corey, you had a question? Frek the Gemara. While the Chazr Shlicha say to Abal. That doesn't work. Now, this is the halacha shlichus. I don't know the source, but the way Rashi explains it, and Tysus explains it slightly different. For a person to be an effective shliach, his shlichus has to end without further involvement in the case. And if he's further involved in the case, the shlichus doesn't end. It's not a good shliach. Every shliach is supposed to be able to go back to the owner and say, I finished my job, and now another person took over. If his shlichus ended without him able to go back and say another person took over, it's not a good shlichus. He cannot transfer from being the husband shliach to being the woman. She can't transfer hats, because for her to be an effective shliach, she has to be able to go back and say, I finished my job, and I'm no longer involved. The minute she's still involved as a new role, it inhibits her ability to be an agent and a husband, and I don't know the source for this. But the Gemara says this. Well, the Chazr Shlichus Eitz Abal, Zuktrashi. Dr. Rashi, the chimata saw some ad guf a shliach nidak l'kabala, be yourself a shliach to accept it, v'kibli miyadach, accept it from yourself. V'chazr shliach said, he's not appointing, he's telling her to appoint. V'chazr shliach said, tabal, shliach l'mikriya v'shtalech v'zeh l'zeh, sh'roi l'akzer etz ha'shokhoi, he can go back to the one who sent him. V'loi mar, asish ish l'chustach l'chavercha, I did your agency to your friend. The Zuena Roy logs her. She can't do that. She's being sent to herself. She becomes involved in a different role. And she cannot go back and say, I did it, because she's still involved. Now, where the source of that is, I don't know. But the Gemara is saying there's such a halacha. If you're a shliach, you have to be able to finish your agency and not be involved anymore. If you're still involved before you finish your agency, after you, then you didn't finish your agency, then it's not a good shlichus. I don't know the source.
No, is it because she is involved in getting some, or is it because she, I don't get it. Is it because she's involved, or her shlichus never ended? Well, what does it mean? Let's say instead of her being the Kabbalah, I want you to be a shliach to Las Vegas. And there, I want you to take it and be a shliach to Maryland.
I want you to appoint a third person.
What
if he says, I want you to appoint a third person to give it back to you?
Yeah, you want to give a new case, let Gemara give new cases. We're trying to figure it again. New cases, we'll do the Gemara. We're thinking about the case we have. The case we have, he wants her to be a shliach lahilacha, and then immediately take it from herself as his agent. That means his agency evolves into her being involved as a different role. That doesn't allow her to be his agent.
Why not?
It's not lahilacha, it's shliach.
Why can't you just say, Abal, I have good news for you. I was a shliach halacha. Let's have kiddush. And then 5 minutes later, she goes, "Oh, you know what?
If you're looking for the source of this halacha,
the source.
So then I can't explain to you. I'm telling you what that halacha is.
Why can't he just? She say
because that halacha is that you can't do that.
No, but she can say she can stop it and say, "I became a halacha and I finished my halacha business."
How did you finish the halacha business?
How did I? I got to Brooklyn.
That didn't finish the halacha.
Yes, it did.
You have to give it to her. When's the nesidus again? When's the nesidus I get?
5 minutes later.
So then she didn't finish her halacha yet.
Why did she give it to her?
Again.
She has to be, at the time she's a Kabbalah, she has to be halacha also.
Halacha evolves right into Kabbalah. Yes.
I
don't know. I told you, I don't know the source of this halacha. He doesn't have to go back. He has to have the ability to be finished and not involved in the case anymore.
Immediately, as soon as it's done, I have the qualifications that I can say I'm done.
Yes.
And she can't.
She can't say she's done because she's still involved in a different role. What does he say there?
At least the potential to return to the principal or report that he completed the assignment vis-a-vis the other person.
Without being involved in a different role. I said I don't know the source. I started it.
We don't see her as a separate entity.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. Yes.
Yesterday we had an avid has, we talked about this, I don't know if Gemara told you, he spoke up, that his hand has an allowance to be accepting the get, the star shechra.
Correct.
At the same time as he becomes shukr.
Right.
He's not a shliach.
This is halacha and shlichus. This is not halacha and everything else. It's halacha and shlichus.
The hand is different than him, too.
That was in a Stevenson's shot.
Right.
I said, it's not shlichus. Hand is him. He has a right to accept his get. It's his shikwa. Zog to Gemara. So the Gemara tries a different case. The Amar La Hashliach La'alokha the Matas Asam. Be my age until you get there. The Chimatas Asam Shav Shliach L'Kabbalah. Make somebody else a Shliach L'Kabbalah. Then hand it to the Shliach L'Kabbalah. So then you're finished. You're not involved anymore. The minute you hand to get over, you can go back potentially and tell the guy I did my job. Meanwhile, the other person is accepting it from you as a Shliach L'Kabbalah for you. So in that case, there would be a transfer of get. The moment of transfer, she would have to say b'fanei nechta, but she's his agent.
That stops her involvement.
She's not involved anymore.
No, she's the ball, but the shliach is just the
agent. Again, but the shliach is not her. She's finished.
She's the ball now.
Different.
She's the ball. And then the other person is the lady.
Exactly. She's the husband and the other person is the lady. You just said it.
She's the husband. Okay,
that's cool. Why not? Zog to Gemara. Shavi Rashi. Shavi Inish Achwini Shlich L'Kabbalah. The Hashtalim Patzik Shlichus Yamina. Now, her Shlichus did not stop from her, meaning she didn't transfer anything for relaxer. She can go back and say, I did my job, potentially. And now, the Gemara gets involved in something else, okay? There's a machloikas in the sixth perek. Let me introduce this. Let me take a moment. There's a machloikas in the sixth perek. Reuven, not our case in our Mishnah. Reuven sends a get to Leah. Leah appoints with an agent. Sorry, Reuven doesn't do these things. Shimon sends a get to Leah. Hope nobody's name, his wife's name in this room is Leah. Shimon sends a get to Leah. He sends an agent. Leah appoints an agent to accept the get from the husband's agent. She has no interest in seeing the husband's agent. She appoints an agent, she goes to her friend and says, do me a favor, go accept my get from my husband's agent. One man the other says it's okay, and one man the other says you can't do that. A woman cannot send an agent, rabbinically, to accept the get from her husband's agent. And the Gemara gives one of two reasons. Either because the husband doesn't want the get given that way, she's being mavah to him, that she doesn't want to accept the get from his agent, that she's feeling like, I'm not interested in you, and he would get insulted, he wouldn't want the agency to work that way. It's bizarre in the bow. Now, if he gives it to her agent, he can give it to her agent. But if he sends an agent, and then she makes a shliach to accept it from his agent, he never would agree.
But if he gives it to her shliach Kabbalah, it would be good, right?
Yeah, because then he doesn't care about the Messiah. He doesn't care about the fact that she doesn't even want to accept it herself.
But
he obviously is giving it.
When
he makes the shliach, he wants the shliach to hand it to her. He doesn't want to be treated like badly that she's sending somebody else to accept. That's all Mandiyama says.
But when he gives it's fine.
Right. But he's not giving it. He sent her as an agent.
Why does he have anything?
Because a husband appoints once gitten on his terms. It's all on his terms. The woman has zero say in the matter. The only one who has a say in that get is the husband.
If she wants to make a
solution, so if it's bizarre to him, it's understood that he doesn't want the shlichus to work that way. Lady, I'm not going to divorce you if you're being mavazah me.
She doesn't want to be divorced
anymore. I'm not going to, again, the get is no good. I don't care now what she wants or what she doesn't want. The get won't be good. We're trying to figure out, can the get be good rabbinically? And the Gemara says, one man the other says, we don't care. The other man the other says, we don't let her appoint an agent to accept it from his agent. Now, I'd like to finish for one of two reasons. The first reason is the Zayin the Baal, which doesn't apply in this case, because he told her, appoint the Shliach L'Kabbalah to take it from you. That means he obviously agreed that she can send somebody else to accept it. So there's no Zayin the Baal. But there's another reason given there, according to another Mandi Amar, and he says the reason is because of Gzeira. And the Gzeira is because of the following case. Shimon puts the get in Levi's chatzar. The woman buys Levi's chatzar. Not a good get. She took the get. He didn't give it to her. He put the get in Levi's chaser. And then she bought it. So that's not a good get. So we are afraid that people are going to say, if he sends an agent and she makes an agent, it's like she took it from him, not that he gave it to her. It looks similar to when a woman buys a chaser after her husband put it in. It's like she's involved in the accepting of the get. It's like she's taking it by appointing the shliach. That's what one mandiyama says. If that's the case, that's a loy plug. We cannot have a woman accept the get through a shliach from a shliach of her husband. So how over here can it work? Let's read it inside. Dr. Gemara. According to the mandiyama, it says a woman can make an agent to accept the get from her husband's agent. Fine. And then we explain. Time and mind, Mishnah can be told the Baal. The reason you can't do it is because it's embarrassing to the husband. He said, make the agent. So the Gemara gets out of it. The reason you can't make an agent to accept from an agent of a husband is because it's embarrassing to him. Well, if he told you to do it, it's not embarrassing. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Time and mind, honey, I'm going to come and pay his scabble. Some of the reasons will be explained. Time am I, Tarutzi. Time am I, Amayani Shaisa Shliach, Lukabu, Itabiat Shliach, Baila. What's the reason? Mishim Bazai in the Baal. The Sabar, he thinks, Mavaza, I see. She's being Mavazami. She ain't Yatsuma Kablasa. She doesn't want to accept again. He doesn't agree to this arrangement. Vimasar, we have a Gita, rabbinically. The law of the should do. Why? This is not what I meant when I meant by set my shliach. The Mishnah may be at about atzma if he hands it to her shliach, keeping the yigufa muscle the shliach ishtar chazinah like kappen. He's handing it. We see he doesn't care. I have a cold comment like chazinah. I mean it's a kappen. The assumption is a husband does not want to do it that way, and then when he sends an agent, he expects the agent to deliver it to her, not to her agent. And if she appoints an agent, she's going to vaza him, and he doesn't want to get to work. But the other man, the Amish, said, back to the Gemara, but the one who makes the gzera because of a chutzner that comes to her afterwards, and Rashi explains that, they're similar. Shimon threw a get into Levi's chutzner. Then she bought the chutzner. It looks like he made Levi's chutzner as a shliach, and then she went and made a shliach to accept it from his shliach. They'll say it's kosher. It's like a dinu. The chutzner l'amishim shlichus is Rabbi Amishim Yada. Chutzner, he can't make Levi's chutzner a shliach. Levi's chutzner can't be a shliach. So therefore, people will say, if a woman can make a shliach to take it from her husband's shliach, a woman can buy Levi's chutzner and is taking it from her husband's shliach. Vayishai didn't see the lav yadahu. And therefore, rabbinically, this case can't work. Because of a gzera, that people will say, if she can make a shliach to accept it from his shliach, she can buy the chutzner that has to get in it. People will confuse the two cases. And for the Gemara, the fine.
Is that the way you explained it earlier? Rashi seems saying that the chutzner is not a shliach. You said that it would be look like that she would be taking it.
People think that when Shimon puts together the Levi's chutzner, he's appointing Levi's chutzner as a shliach.
But you spoke out that by buying the property, the woman is taking the get rather than receiving.
Correct.
It. Is that the same thing what Rashi's saying?
Same thing. She's taking, meaning if it wouldn't be that way, it could work as yad.
I thought because the chutzner is not a human being.
Again, chutzner works.
Only if it's her chutzner.
Why? Why?
Rashi, I really don't know.
Because it's her yad.
The chutzner is her yad. But in this case,
the havamit, people will think that a chutzner works because of shlichus, They'll make a mistake. They'll think the chatzah works because they're shlichas. And therefore will allow her to buy it and make her shliach pick it up from his shliach. And the answer is chatzah is not a shliach. It's a yad. And he has to put it into her hand, not take it. That's what Rashi is saying. Yes, Corey. He's giving it to him. He doesn't have to give it to her, the shliach. Not everybody cares about being mevuzah. Avram Cohn takes out the garbage here. Right? He doesn't care that it's a bazillion for him to kick out garbage in the cloud. He doesn't care. Some people care, some people don't care. The default option is that people care, unless they show they don't care.
And since we don't know what the Baal would say in this case, because he's not here, we have to assume that he would be concerned.
Now, in this case, it's not a concern. He told her, when you get there, appoint the Shliach LeKabbalah. So he told her, I don't care.
So it should be good.
That's good. But the other reason doesn't work. There's two reasons why you can't have a shliach lekabbalah except for shliach leilacha. It's a machlokes what the reason is. One man the other says bezayin, and he's not a problem. Right.
We had a Gemara before. If you don't, not going to feel to the woman, because atu is bad. This is even more. Why are we not going to that? Which is yad. Versus yad, and this is.
I don't know which Gemara you're referring to.
You put it into the yad of the Emet, and then it says.
No,
and then it says the chatzar works. What's the chiddush the chatzar works? Because us that within that we're not gezer up to chatzar at Obama. We don't make the chatzar.
That's because he's giving her the chatzar. There he's giving her the chatzar.
Don't make it there, but here, where she's in power,
so now it looks like she's taking it. You said the answer. There she does nothing but receive. Here she is taking.
So that becomes her yad. When he gives her the field, when he gives her the field, that becomes, now it becomes her yad.
Yeah.
Because shlichus is not about, but here we're concerned that
it looks like shlichus because it's not his chatzar.
But here, he's putting in Levi's field. I understand why that wouldn't work because that's totally not related to her. She's going to buy it from Levi, but. Why would I think that when she appoints it?
Because people think that chatzar works because of shlichus. And if that's true, you can make Levi feel the shliach. It's a mistake.
I think it's a further concern than the other way.
The other way is giving it to her. We'll give Blinette and find the truth tomorrow. Everybody should be healthy and well.